your host of Intuition 101, the non-politically correct call-in talk show for you, by you. I'll give you our call-in number. You're going to need it. 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. You've heard of all the social media dating horror stories, right? Well, I promise you, we've got a juicy topic for you tonight. If at any time you want to discuss our topic of cheating or any other pressing issue in your life, we want to hear from you. 888-627-6008. Call now. On the heels of this Mother's Day, we've been seeing a disturbing trend in the news. People publicly shaming their boyfriends and girlfriends for cheating. Door number one of a girl who leaves a restaurant review, which says, "Really nice bar, lots of atmosphere, and good wine. Unfortunately, halfway through said wine, my boyfriend's phone bleeped with a Tinder message." Now, those of you who don't know, you might be stuck in the MySpace days. That's a dating app. She goes on to say, "So our visit was cut short, and he consequently got dumped, and we drove back to Lancaster. I'd recommend this pub definitely, but best to go with someone who isn't a lying cheating." We're not going to say that on the air, as you have a much nicer time than I do. Has anyone ever been dumped over dinner? Or had to dump someone else over dinner? Or maybe it was at Starbucks. We want to know. Again, that number is 888-627-6008. Call us now. It can be on topic or off topic. This is a show by you, for you. It could be relationships. It could be jobs. It could be any topic. Give us a call now. All right, so behind door number two, which was outside of the U.S., a woman jumping on a car of her cheating boyfriend while it was moving. Of course, we don't need any caption for that. What is this world really going through? So, okay, guys, I know you have a story. We want to know. The lines, we're waiting for the calls right now. Someone let us know. Give us a story. Tell us about a time you got caught cheating or a time you caught someone cheating. Maybe you need advice. Maybe you got that guy that won't stop calling. Maybe you think your guy's cheating on you, but you're just not sure. Give us a call. Again, that number is 888-627-6008. And while we wait for the lines to blow up, we'll take a break, and I'll be right back after this. Welcome back, Intuition 101 here. This is your host, Robert Bridges, of the non-politically correct talk call-in show. And so right here we got breaking news. We got a Minnesota mother accused of stealing money from her school's graduation party. Man, how would you feel if that happened? I remember being in school myself and some money got stolen. And it put us in a really bad situation. We want to hear from you. If you're in a situation where money's been stolen from you, whether it's an acquaintance, you know, maybe it's a company, maybe it was a bank, maybe you don't agree with some type of law that has to do with taxes that you're paying, we definitely want to hear. Go ahead and light that number up. Again, it's 888-627-6008. This is a show that's by you, for you. And just let me know, someone out there, let me know, what type of mother would that be that would steal money from her own child's school? How desperate could you be? And if you were to read the article, you'll see what she put the funds into. We can't say that in the air, but I'll tell you what, it wasn't a nice place at all. I'll tell you this, we're living in some very interesting times right now. Well, it seems like wisdom is at an all-time low. It still seems like people just making good decisions as an all-time low. And that's why we have Intuition 101, because we want to help you. We want to help you get on the right track and be able to make certain decisions. Don't be shy. Call in. Be a student of the 101. You know, my name is Robert Bridges, and I've been a life coach for the last 10 years. And you'll be amazed at just how free your life will be, how open you'll be to making the next decision, to taking the next step. And all we need is for you to just go ahead, jump out there, take that leap of faith, give us a call. That's 888-627-6008. Oh, here we go. Breaking news coming in on the topic that we were talking about. We've got a dude, a guy, that hacked into his cheating girlfriend's Facebook and lets the internet know everything she's done. Here's a Twitter tweet that we have. It's a Facebook post, actually. It says, "Time to set the record straight. Before I let Jason take me on a $10,000 vacation, this is what he posted on her page. Looked him in the eyes and told him I wanted to marry him and have his children. I should have told him about the two men I was sleeping with for less than 3 weeks prior to the trip. Instead, I let him take me on the vacation of a lifetime with him in the dark. After returning from Hawaii, I was manipulative enough to convince Jason to buy me a $2,000 concert ticket." Wow. That's crazy. What's going on out here? Just the integrity. We got a lady stealing money from her band, from her school. We got a girlfriend stealing $10,000 vacation from her boyfriend. We got a woman that's jumping on a car to chase down her cheating boyfriend. And we've got people leaving Yelp reviews, giving a 1 star to a restaurant because they got cheated on over dinner. This is just amazing. This is unbelievable. Again, this is Intuition 101, the show where we don't want you to end up in this situation. We want to hear your story. We want you to interact with us. Let the callers know. Let everyone listening right now know your story so that they don't have to end up in the social media. That number is 888-627-6008. Go ahead and give us a call. We really want to hear from you. And as a matter of fact, we got some callers coming in. It looks like we're going to go ahead and jump on that, and we'll be right back after this break. So, we're back. This is Intuition 101, the show that's for you, by you. We don't want to see you on the front page of the New York Times, or we don't want to see you in a situation where you're getting dumped over Facebook. We want you to call now if you're going through that crisis. If you need advice, again, we've been given life advice on and off the air in many different forms for over the last 10 years. And we're here for you. And we just want to talk about just the way this society is changing. We got Uber, Uber and Lyft. Has anybody written an Uber number, written an Uber ride? You need to definitely go and call that number now, because we want to hear about the experience. We want to hear if it's good or if it's bad. You know, we see a lot of different issues happening on the Uber. For instance, the girl, there was a lady that said she was going to claim that a guy assaulted her, her driver. Again, what is this society coming to? We've had multiple accounts of that. People acting out on the Uber. And then Uber has Uber Pool. I'm looking at an ad right here for the Atlantic, which is calling Uber the never-ending disaster. And when we talk about Uber being a PR disaster, why do we never hear from Uber CEO? Why does he never come forward? Why does he never talk? I mean, of course, we know why we don't hear from the CEO of Lyft. That's because they're doing good business. They actually accept tips. But then we got Travis Kaepernick. I'm not exactly even sure what his name is. And I'm not even sure if it's worthy of me knowing his name. But he's in the back of an Uber, partying like a frat boy. He's got two girls with him, and he's cursing out the Uber driver, the guy that's driving for his company, making him money. And the guy was trying to explain to him, hey, I went bankrupt driving Uber. Now, surprise, surprise. Yeah, Uber does promise that they'll give you some work, that they'll help you out. But I could have told him that. I could have definitely told him that he would have went bankrupt driving a luxury Uber car. I mean, Uber is a respectable profession. And I don't want to talk down on anybody right now that drives Uber. But don't make Uber your main investment. Uber is an investment. When you're driving for Uber, you're a small business owner. So what that means is that you have to look at it as an investment. Now, one thing that small business owners do, and if you're a small business owner, I want you to confirm or deny. I want you to say, hey, you know what? I agree with what you're saying, or you know what you're saying is absolutely false. 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Pick up that phone right now and tell me I'm either correct or I'm either absolutely false. When you're in business, you gotta have multiple investments. I see people online talking about Shopify or talking about e-commerce, and they say, oh, why isn't my e-commerce site making any money? Well, that's because you're focusing on it. See, if you're gonna be an entrepreneur, there's one word that's gotta be your middle name. And that's diversity. You gotta have diversity. You gotta say, okay, let me open up a shopping site. Then let me turn around and open up a truck, do some truck dispatching. This as an idea to throw something out there. You gotta turn around and say, let me drive a little Uber in my downtime. You gotta turn around and say, let me have a little part-time or full-time job. You gotta diversify. So on the one hand, I don't like the way Uber responded to the driver, the CEO, telling him that it was his fault, that he bankrupt. I don't like the way he told him, but he told him absolute truth. See, in this world, you are ultimately responsible for your success or your failure. I'll tell you what, if somebody would have told me that I would be at where I'm at right now, 10 years ago, I would have laughed my butt off. Because I didn't believe in myself. And that's why Intuition 101 is here. Because you as my student, I'm the professor. I want you to believe in yourself. And don't take that in a condescending way. But just know that there are some rules here. There are some rules to life of which I want to share with you, which have been imparted in me that I want to share. And I can't share those rules unless you call. Someone needs to hear your story. Whether you're trying to start a business, whether you're living with a loser boyfriend, whether you're trying to decide if you want to buy that next car or not, whether you're trying to build your credit, 888-627-6008. We want to hear from you absolutely right now. 888-627-6008. I'm talking to you. We'll be right back after this break. Intuition 101, the talk show that's for you, by you. Call in now. This is your opportunity. This is a show that's not politically correct, but all about straightforward and straightforward truth. So we see what's up with these fight bit videos that's going on. You know, you really gotta realize that this life, it's very short. And a lot of times we allow ourselves to be manipulated by a situation in the moment, a moment in time. For instance, like I see this a lot with the people that I deal with, young people that are in relationships. If you're under 21 years old, what are you doing in a relationship? That's why we have so many situations with children out of wedlock, myself included. I have a child without being married. I'm a single father. I don't want to see the students of my classroom, Intuition 101, in the same situation. Don't let a moment in time throw your whole life off. Don't throw your life away for an emotion. So we're seeing that happen a lot in the news. We're seeing these fight videos. I even saw a video where two girls were fighting with cars. What's that all about? The one girl rammed the other girl's door off. The other girl was trying to get away, hit a fire hydrant. There's got to be some point where we say enough is enough. Where we're even guilty for watching it. Where we decide that we're not going to consume this stuff. Because what happens is, when you consume this information and you let it come into your mind, this shock information, this shock society that we're in, it puts your mind in a state where you need more and more of an influence, more and more violence, more and more drugs, more and more alcohol. And even if you're not using the drugs, even if you're not using alcohol, just being witness to it, just being witness to people that are using it, is affecting you. It's literally tearing your mind up from the inside out. And so we want to help you tonight. Now, I'm not a licensed counselor, but if you've got an issue where you're addicted to shock videos, or you're addicted to alcohol or drugs, or you know someone in your household that's got an addiction, that's got an issue, 888-627-6008. Get on this phone now so that we can walk you through it, so that we can help you, help your people get to the level that they need to be on. 888 627-6008. You know, we got a blessing in our mouth, literally. Your words are a blessing. Your words are a miracle. There's no reason for you to hold back. So going back to the guy that hacked his Facebook, that hacked his girlfriend's Facebook, we'll go ahead and finish that message. So he left this message on her page. But money is money. Let me retrace back to the men I was speaking with. And he leaves a list of all the guys that his girlfriend was sleeping with. He posted it on her page. How was he able to do that? Because these phones track everything you do. Every move you make. What was this song? Every step you take is being tracked by this phone. And the phone's not going to lie. They've even got software where you can put a software in a computer and you can see every word and every password that's ever been typed. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're going to cheat on somebody, this goes for guys and girls. If you're going to cheat on someone, which I highly feel like is a bad idea, I really do not recommend cheating on anyone. But if you're going to cheat on someone, absolutely do not use a computer. Do not use a phone. I don't know if you got to do a smoke signal. I don't know if you got to do something risky. But if you use a computer or a phone, and don't get me wrong, I do not recommend cheating. If you've got to cheat on someone, why don't you just leave? Someone give me a reason why you should stay in a relationship with someone that you're cheating on. Or someone let me know of a justification. Or maybe you're in a situation where you're cheating on someone and you just can't let them go. 888-627-6008. Pick up that phone. Let us know. We want to hear it. Don't be shy. Like, this is your chance to be heard. This is your chance to be voiced. In every single part of this life, in every single part of this world, you're a consumer. When you sit down and watch TV, you're consuming. This is going back to the business topic. When you even ride a bus, when you ride in the car, you see billboards on the way. You're a consumer. Now's the time to wake up. Now is the time to break free from being a consumer. Now is the time for your voice to be heard. Even in the internet, sometimes people feel like their voice might not matter, but it absolutely does. It's like voting. Even if you don't get paid, even if you don't feel like it's profitable, your voice matters. Like right now, my voice is being heard. My opinion matters. My opinion is going to affect this world. And I want you to join me. There's someone out there listening, and you have something to say. You have something to contribute to the conversation. You have a voice that needs to be heard. 888-627-6008. We'll be with you right after this break. Intuition 101, the show that's by you, for you, and I stress, by you. This is an opportunity for your voice to be heard. Do you have a business plan? This is the business hour. As a matter of fact, we're only taking callers right now from people who got a business plan. We want to hear your business plan. We want to hear how you're going to get a grant, how you're going to get a loan. We want to hear your dream business. You know, I was talking to someone earlier, and they were saying that they never would have expected that they would have been doing the career that they're going to school for. They wanted to be a pilot. Hey, there's nothing degrading about commercial pilots. But this kid said he had a dream of flying jets, but now his life situation has put him into flying commercial. And I tell you what, if he's a student of Intuition 101, he'll be flying commercials. I'll tell you that right now. He'll be flying jets. I'm sorry. He'll be flying jets because in schools of Intuition 101, we don't do anything less than the best. That's why we're here on BBS Radio right now. Because we are absolutely students of the best. I want you to tell me right now, what was your life dream? What was your life goal? When you were a kid, you had dreams. And somewhere along the line, you allowed them to fall off. You allowed your plan to change. 888-627-6008. Pick up that phone. Let us know about your dreams. Let us know about your business plan that you have. Let us work out some of the kinks. There are people that charge thousands of dollars to help you with your business plan. But right now, we're going to get it ironed out right here. Now, I'm not saying or promising that we're going to be, opening up a mini small business association, SBA office right here. But, we will most definitely be able to support you and push you because encouragement is such a big factor. And we've got to learn how to encourage. We've got to learn how to speak out. We've got to learn how to affect our world. We've got to learn how to let our dreams break the atmosphere. Some people say, oh, they don't want to talk about their dreams because they don't want to mess up the chances of it coming true. Well, if that's the case, then why is it the most successful people write down their dreams? Why is it the most successful people leave press releases? Why is it where everyone else, the people that are unsuccessful, are telling you to keep your dream a secret, while the people that are successful, the people that are winning and are on top, are spreading their ideas everywhere they go? We want to hear your idea. 888-627-6008. Let us work it out. Let us hear about your job. You know, there's a lot of changes that has happened over the last 100 years or so. You know, just employee rights, women's rights, you know, even ethnic rights. But yet and still, there are some industries and some jobs where your rights just aren't respected. And it's kind of a hush-hush deal. No one really knows. No one really cares. We want to hear about those careers. If you're on a job right now, where your boss is treating you like you're less than worthy, your boss is harassing you on your job, we want to know. We want to know. Now, don't give us any names, because we need to be careful about that, about making those claims. And really, the appropriate people would be the EEOC. But at the same time, we want to know so that we don't fall into some of the same traps. And I say what? In the age of this digital economy, if you do feel like you're being harassed or mistreated by a boss, and even if you're unsure if it's illegal, record it. Take out your phone, record it. There's no reason why you should be subject to any level of harassment. So while you're pulling those ideas together, while you're pulling that business plan together, I know y'all are rustling through those pages, trying to get your ideas together. It doesn't have to be clean and crisp or all put together. We just want to know. We'll put it together. Pick up that phone, 888-627-6008. Intuition 101, right back after this break. Intuition 101, the show that's by you, for you. So looks like we've got Nicole from Vegas. Nicole, how you doing?
I am good, thank you.
Oh, thanks for calling, Nicole. So how can we help you?
Well, you're talking about business and goals, and, you know, I thought I'd give a call and help support and tell you about my business ideas and me struggling and, you know, trying to reach my goals. So my business goal is I have a little independent massage practice. I'm trying to grow it bigger and bigger. My goal one day is to own a huge spa, like, with a lot of luxury and, you know, fancy and just, you know, like a place that's very popular and, like, with mud baths and everything that I desire on more of a holistic view.
Okay. Well, that actually sounds like a great idea. What steps have you taken toward making this idea a reality?
Well, I mean, of course, I have my license and nationwide, and I've done business courses through college and, you know, just going off of experience and treating people how I want to be treated and just taking it step by step by building clientele over the years and just trying to really grow. And just taking it from there and just really the main thing is just trying to manage my money so that I can keep investing it so that it can grow.
Now, Nicole, you sound like a really nice girl, so don't take this the wrong way. But there is a saying in business, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So my question to you is, do you have a written business plan?
I do, and I have since school. I have a big poster board with, you know, my goals and visions, and I try to think very positive and set a goal each day as, you know, what I want to make for that day or what I want to say for that day or, you know, what do I want to attract that day as far as clientele, the experiences.
Oh, now that's a very big deal. And if you're a student of the Intuition 101, you got to take notes. You got to get out your pad here because it sounds like Nicole is just giving us the jewels here. First off, she has a business plan, but she's not coming to the table saying, oh, can you help me? Can you do it all for me? Or she's not coming to the table saying she's just going to, you know, see a million clients and she'll be rich. No, she's got a plan. Sounds like she's got her daily goals. I'm assuming she has a five-year goal. Do you have a five-year plan?
I do. I mean, it's actually kind of changed a little bit here and there as I play around with it. So right now my goal is just to build and then, you know, keep my independent practice, but then open up a franchise in a state that I feel like there's more suited for a franchise than an independent company. And then still build towards having that big, huge, independent spa that I would desire in a state that, you know, will appreciate it more.
Now, this is what I would suggest, is having a very specific five-year plan. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but the thing is, when you have a very specific five-year plan, then that plan is actually going to pull you. It's going to attract you. Like, what you write for your five-year plan is going to attract you toward itself. So that's why I always say, even though it sounds wild because you don't know, you know, maybe you'll be more successful, maybe you'll be less successful, you don't know. But when you have that five-year plan, you're basically being attracted towards that plan, so that's very necessary. And but also the vision board. So if you don't mind, if it's not too personal, share with us a couple items you have on your vision board.
Well, you know, first, when I first did my first vision board, it was when I was in school. So, of course, it was complete in school and my national certification. But then from there, you know, you have your continual education. But it was also more into details of exactly how I visualize my spa. Mud baths, steam rooms, you know, yoga, Wi-Fi, a place for kids to play so women can go there and, you know, enjoy the day and, you know that we had a good child care as well, and coffee and juice bar, raw, holistic. I wanted it to be like an all over, like a place that support all over holistic, you know, healthcare, whether you're just wanting, you know, juice or you're wanting to enjoy the spa and get your nails done and mud mask and everything from all natural holistic ingredients and not with a bunch of preservatives and fillers and junk that people pay high dollar for. I want it to be really, like, good for you and stand by that.
This is what we're going to do, Nicole, if you don't mind. We're gonna go to a break. But while we're on break, I want our callers to write down the number 888-627-6008. If you've got a question for Nicole, how did she get her massage license? What are some of the issues she's had dealing with clients? Maybe you want to know how she got started. Give us a call, 888-627-6008. We'll be back with Nicole after this break. This is Intuition 101, your host, Robert Bridges, the show that's for you, by you. And we're back live with Nicole. She's a caller calling in from Las Vegas, and she's just telling us about her business, about her plans, her five-year goal. She's telling us about her vision board. And during the break, you know, I had a couple questions for myself. I wanted to know what it was like to go through massage school. So, Nicole, if you don't mind, share us just a couple stories from maybe how you got into massage therapy school, or maybe something interesting that happened while you were in school.
I got into massage school because I knew quite a few massage therapists, and they all seemed to be living like a positive life, you know, just very happy people. And I thought that would be like a good, was a backup for why I go to college. So that's how I got into it. And, you know, school to me was pretty easy because I was fascinated with the human body. You know, you get free massages every day. And you get to give them, and you learn a lot. It's definitely a perk. And, you know, kinesiology, you know, chemistry, anatomy, a lot of those are the basics. It teaches you a lot. It really helps you then evaluate how people walk. You know, I can look at anybody and tell what's wrong with them by their gait and how they hold their body. And so it kind of changes your perspective in those little ways throughout life.
Whoa, tell me about that. About you look at somebody and you can tell what
walks, you know, what's going on with their body. It just changes how you look at the human body and others, you know, and how they take care of themselves, whether they're hydrated. Just a lot of little different things that you usually don't think of before. So.
Wow, that's very interesting. And, we're actually running out of time here, but we got to have you call back in again on another show. And you sound like you're really knowledgeable, and we want you to update us and tell us how your business is going. And when you get that shop, give us a call back, and we'll definitely we'll plug you in, and we'll send all our thousands and thousands of listeners your way. Thanks for joining us, Nicole.
Thank you, Robert, and you guys have a lovely night. Thank you for having me.
Well, this has been another episode of Intuition 101, the show that's by you, for you. We'll see you next Sunday evening. Everybody have a great night.